हेलो
Hello, this is Thorsten.
No, it seems to work. This is Florian speaking. Hi.
Seems to work. Going mute.
Excellent.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think that a bunch of German call vendors tend to blacklist this number too. I had some issues dialing in. Which is a bit annoying. But yeah.
Okay, back again. Can anybody hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Thorsten.
So, while people still dial up, who's taking the minutes? The one who asks?
Yeah, good suggestion.
So, next try. Hello.
Hi, Florian.
Okay, perfect. That's Murphy. Okay, so how many are in already?
Me, Thorsten, you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Italo.
Hi.
Let's see who else from the steering committee tried to or wanted to participate. Let me just have a look at the Google poll. We have for today, I think. I guess we're just missing Michael Meeks for the moment.
I think Michael is on Linux Talk, so maybe won't be here today.
So Sophie,
She cannot dial in at the moment. She can just use Skype, and this doesn't work reliably all of the time, especially since Microsoft bought it.
Yes.
Anyway, so then welcome. Let's jump in.
During the conference call, they've intentionally cut me twice.
Okay, I drafted a short agenda based on what's currently on the list. I'll post a link to IRC if you don't have it open already. Just one second. So, then the best question of all, who's volunteering to take notes?
Well, I was volunteered already.
Oh, okay, perfect. Great. Then the second one, I posted it to the steering discuss list. Did anybody already find time to review the work items, if they're still recent?
No.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, not me.
Yeah, neither did I. Guess we just we have this as a recurring item on the agenda. So let's try if we can work on this, because I think a lot of them are at least either done or legacy, so we should check. Okay, then I would like to make a very brief start with a short summary from the last marketing conf call, because I also think it affects us, Italo, and myself attended this from the steering committee side. And what we discussed was to first try to build a better network of our marketeers, because at the moment I think we still have the problem that people don't know who is in charge and who can speak and who should be contacted and whether press releases should be translated or not. So what we will be working on is that we are trying to build a network like we had with the marketer network at OpenOffice.org to make things a bit more effective. And we discussed, which is later on for today's agenda, about the announcement model we want to follow for the future, and I guess Italo can say a few words on this one. So that's for the marketing call. Any questions already? Anything to add?
No.
Okay. So then, straight away to the next short item, which is a short update on the foundation status. It's pretty much the same as we had last week. So we had a conference call with one German region that at the moment, I guess, doesn't want to be mentioned in public. They were very interested in having the foundation there for marketing economical reasons and were basically offering political support, not financial support, but they might be able to, for example, provide cheap rooms and give political statements and so on. So we're currently looking into that. The main problem is that at the region that we've been in touch with, we basically have nobody on site at the moment, which makes things a bit more complicated, but let's see how it turns out. And what I did is, most of you guess know the big migration project the city of Munich is doing, and I went in touch with them, talking that we're also looking into probably having it in Bavaria, which was one of the German federal states that our lawyer came up with as possible. And I'm waiting on feedback, whether there is support to have us, so to say, what they could offer and in what aspects they could help.
Okay.
So that's the update on the topic at the moment. Our lawyer at the moment is also on Linux Talk, so rather busy, but maybe he's able to make some calls.
This would be my question, if you know if he's at Linux Talk. So I'll be there tomorrow and on Saturday, and I think Thorsten as well, so we can have a direct chat with him.
Do you have his mobile number?
No, you can send it to me by mail. I only
okay.
have his
number. Andre, we should definitely do that. I will be there tomorrow at noon, and also through Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll post it to you on via email. That's good. And what I did, some of you know, he professed to stay in private at the moment. What I offered him, as we have discussed, if this speeds up the legal process on writing the statutes, that we might also do this on a contracted basis. So at the moment he's volunteering on that and having his regular law day job, and I offered him that we, if the price is reasonable, that we could, if it helps up speeding things, also look into having it as an official contract so he could invest more time in that, but I have not received any feedback yet on that.
Yeah, I think we can talk about this tomorrow. I think it's quite fair to have this as contract.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it for the foundation. Not much news, but just a short update. Any questions on that?
The call you had with the other people, so I think there were two or three or four people who joined the call. This went well in general.
Yeah, exactly. Thorsten has been with us, and we had a lawyer with us from our side.
Yeah.
Exactly, and I think it went pretty well.
Okay.
That sounded interesting.
Okay.
So they were very interested. They couldn't make concrete statements, but at least we have one federal state that would be very interested in having us, and that could also help in getting the foundation with the current statutes approved very soon there. So that's at least good as a fallback, depending on what we prefer, but it went very well, I'd say.
Fine.
Okay. So the next item that I compiled is a short status update on where we stand with regards to 3.4 and the current beta 5 release, which I guess mostly affects, or mostly Thorsten can say something on, and following maybe some information by Italo on what our changed announcement policy is and what we plan to announce in the next days, I'd say.
Yeah, so let me just briefly update you on the progress there. So we had some concerns about the quality of the version. We adapted the release plan a bit to accommodate that, and plan to release a beta 5. Instead of RC1, the binaries for that have been made available over the course of yesterday and have been, tested by quite a few people. Feedback so far was positive, I think. so no real critical issues found. I'm currently thinking the mirrors should be ready either tonight or tomorrow morning.
Perfect. So, Italo, you want to go on with the way we want to handle the announcements in the future, like we discussed in the marketing conf call?
Yeah, so I think that for this specific one, because we have to communicate to a number of people that the reason why or some reasons around the time-based release schedule and the quality assurance and all the stuff, because there are areas or there are geographies where people have been quite critical on this, and even I would say even people that is have been supporting TDF since very early in the process. And so this one, Thorsten is going to announce it, I think, on the project on the development and on the localization mailing lists. And at the same time, so we have to coordinate with Thorsten, I will post on announce the message that you have received and has been improved on by John and Michael in different stages, and I will consolidate the changes later today. This on announcement without any graphics. And I will post on the blog using the at least two of the images that I've distributed. One about the development process, which is the kind of cone where you the different contributions are consolidated into LibreOffice, and the other one is about the target users of our releases. So it should clarify what a beta or a RC, what a 0.0 release and what a 0.1 release are intended according to us. Of course, there might be speculation around this, but I think that we have to be transparent and have people understand that the process cannot be the same as it was that it used to be at OpenOffice, but it's different and not worse. People at the moment, there are many people that think that it is different and worse, which I think is bad. They have to understand that it's different and they have to accommodate to a different release way of releasing the software, which at the end has the same quality of the previous one. So, Thorsten, at what time you think you will be announcing on the mailing list?
I'm fairly certain that I can announce tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably even announce tonight, but I'm fairly flexible on that. So let's just coordinate between the two of us and.
Yeah, probably tomorrow morning is better because I will have time to prepare the post and the announce and have a final quick round of readings around the message.
Yeah, no problem. So let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it tomorrow morning then.
Okay. At what time? Because I can do that from home probably, let's say, at around 8:30, now 9 o'clock. Is that okay for you? Or is too early and you want to do it later?
No, I will be in a train to Berlin at that time, so I might have limited connectivity.
So you want to?
Let's clear that offline. I suggest. So let's find. Well,
Can you send me, you should have my mobile phone, can you send me your mobile phone by email?
Yes, I will.
Mine is in my signature, so you should have it, but I will send it out to you as well.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Of course, when you get in Berlin, you will have connectivity, I think.
Yeah, I will call you after that and contact you. So let's do that offline and
okay.
Move on with the agenda.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So great. Moving on with the agenda. The next I have here, if there is no further comment on the 3.4 and beta 5, is once again just a short note. I don't know what the current situation with regards to the Poodle translation server is. We had in the beginning, when we migrated back or away from the Brazilian server because it was shut down to our virtual machine, we had some performance issues, I think. Just to let you know what we are doing right now, we had a sponsorship offer by the Free Software Foundation in Hungary, and they offered us to use one of their servers for that, which has more power than our virtual machine. And at the moment, Rimas and Christian are working on migrating Poodle once again. So should there still be issues with performance or Poodle crashing, we hope to have that solved then by the new migration. So this was actually a pretty good link. I think we should not totally ignore the Brazil situation for the moment, which is actually the last item I have on my agenda for today. So before going to that, is there anything else someone of you would like to have discussed about, would like to have raised?
No.
Okay. So, with regards to Brazil, personally, I just haven't been able to follow all those emails today. Still have about 40 to read or something like that. But what I can take from the amount of mails coming in is that there is indeed a very, very pushing issue in Brazil. And just my status on what is happening at the moment, just today we have been able to connect the documentfoundation.org.br domain name to our name service, so probably tomorrow they will point to the official Document Foundation website. We have not yet talked about the LibreOffice.org.br website, and of course the more pressing problem of what actually is going on here in Brazil. My personal take on that is that of course I would love to work, or I guess that there at the moment are two groups building themselves up in Brazil for whatever reason, which we definitely need to understand, and that we as TDF should do what we have done so far and staying mostly out of the line of fire and working with both groups as far as possible. My strong point is, which is really important, that all the assets, that means domain names, trademarks and the like, should be managed by TDF, because only this ensures that they are independent from individuals and that they are maintained by the larger, by and for the larger community. So issues like who owns what and which nonprofit is in charge are then hopefully resolved. So that's my status of today, but I'm sure somebody of you can add a lot to this.
Okay, just a comment. I must say I did not even read any of the mails because I don't know on which mailing list this discussion is going on. Maybe some mailing list I'm not subscribed to.
Marketing.
Yeah, okay,
started there, so it's the wrong list.
Not my main focus, so I'm not really involved. But from some comments I saw that that they are complaining about the membership committee, so that some people are accepted, others are not, or are delayed. So for any of them, we check if they contributed, and if we can easily verify if they are contributions, we will accept the members. And I can only tell that for those people where we did defer the application, there was no clear measurement or no clear verification. So if there is any problem with the application as member, so they should contact us and provide the data.
So I think that the problem really is that at least the in quotation marks community in Brazil has a kind of a negative attitude towards TDF because of personal issues, I believe. So they tend to interpret a lot into actions, and when they saw that people were accepted and others were kind of deferred, they immediately interpreted something into that. So then of course there's the language barrier, which makes it even more complicated. So I would agree with the Florian, and I would add to that what others have said, that we should treat lightly here and not push too much and just give them a bit of time. It seems to be on a good way, as far as I can tell.
So, other question, who is currently more or less involved in this discussion? I think this is Core and Sophie, or who is managing this?
Yeah, I've seen Core and Sophie.
Actually, Andre, that's even a good point to make in favor of moving stuff over to TDF infrastructure, because that would make it considerably easier for the membership committee to verify if and how much people are contributing.
Yeah.
I think it's extremely hard to find out on some random website that no one of us probably knows, but maybe the Brazilian community knows very well, and there go digging for contribution.
Sorry, I've been missing the last minute or so. I was disconnecting from the call. I think the only thing we as TDF should take care of is really that all the assets are managed by us. I think that's important. But also lightly and not pushing too much and too quickly, because at least I don't have a very good understanding on what's going on in Brazil. It's just too far away. So, like you said, moderating and keeping in mind what our goal is, what we want to reach eventually, is, I think, the most important. Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Then I guess we're through with the agenda. At least I don't have any other items on it.
Okay.
Then.
Okay. So let's adjourn the call.
Exactly.
Yep.
Have a joyful Linux day for those who join.
Sorry.
I said, enjoy the Linux day, should you be there.
Yeah, we surely do.
Ah, you're coming right at time for the social event, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the only reason why I get there.
Okay. So then, have a nice evening.
Bye-bye.
And
thank you, and
see you next week. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.